Greetings, everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Happy post-Valentine's Day weekend to you, sweetheart.
Happy to you and to our listeners.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, this isn't just us,
is it? It's not just us here. We have
sometimes listeners. I forget.
Yes.
I feel like we're just talking because that's what we do.
Which is good. It's our therapy.
So did you enjoy our Valentine's weekend? I thought it was unique and different. It's all about that do something different mantra that you have.
Our audience might not think it's different.
Oh, you don't think so?
Go ahead and
tell them what we did.
Well, Valentine's Day weekend, we recorded with StoryCorps,
woo-hoo!
NPR.
Which has always been something that, since I've known you, it's something you wanted to do.
That I wanted to do, yes. Yes. Then this is way before I even thought about podcast. I wanted to us to record a StoryCorps.
Yes. And those that are unfamiliar with StoryCorps, it is. I was going to let you tell them.
I was going to let you tell it.
All right, I'll tell them. StoryCorps is designed to have an archive of conversations between two people or three around the country. Tony and I basically just had a recorded conversation. So
yeah,
maybe you're right.
What well, you guys do that all the time?
We do it all the time. Oh, yeah, so this time we didn't try to disagree.
No, we didn't. which is a little odd.
Yes.
It's not really odd, but.
Yes. Thank you. Several of our listeners sent us comments telling
That's
us
right.
what they did or what they were planning to do for Valentine's
they
Day.
They did, but they. Go ahead. I'm
so
sorry.
I was going to thank them specifically. Thank you, LaWanna, Diane, Mary and Dennis, thank you all. We
thank
appreciated the comments and hope that you all, we hope that all of our listeners had a great Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yes. But you know, this is a wonderful segue into this episode. You don't see the connection?
No, not at all.
You don't see the connection?
I really don't.
Because one of our listeners wrote in. And
not as a comment. She just sent
she
it
just
to us
in,
directly.
She just wrote in. Well, it doesn't matter how they reach us.
Okay.
But one of our listeners wrote in. Okay.
Yes.
And wanted to know whether I had a problem with accountants.
You do give accountants
because I have used accountants several times. To describe a certain type of
yes.
person. So bring us, you have to announce the episode and then we will.
So today we are talking about, I can't do drum rolls.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't think that's a drum roll, but okay. Today we are discussing stereotypes.
Stereotypes, yes.
It's part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
Okay, Tony, I have to ask, what is your problem with accountants?
I don't have a problem with accountants at all.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
You are always bashing accountants.
No, I don't bash accountants. But let me get to this. You know, I like accountants.
You do?
When we go to our
accountant's
office, we'll sit there and just talk and just
well, they're
have
really
a
friendly
great,
and they
great
treat
time,
us like family.
And you know, it's all
we even
wonderful.
Take, we even take my mother with us. She has a good time too, and they're not even her accountant.
That's right. So I don't have a problem with the accountants. I admire them. They keep me straight. They keep me from doing things that maybe I shouldn't do on my taxes.
Well, that's a good thing. Yes.
So accountants are good. I love accountants. So I don't have a problem with accountants.
You mean in regard to what they do? Because it's not, you never bash what they do.
No, listen, I'm getting to it.
Okay.
I'm getting to it. Listen to it. Just give me a minute. Okay, I'm getting to it.
Time is ticking.
So what I am guilty of is using accountants as a stereotype to describe a certain type of person.
That is correct.
And we all do that. We are all guilty of it.
That is correct. So what are you guilty of in regarding to how
I am guilty of
be specific.
I'm guilty of using accountants to describe the type of person that is maybe an introvert. Okay. So I have done that. I have used accountants to describe a person that may be a little anal about certain things. Okay. But this is not what an accountant is. Every accountant's different. I know that they're all people. But in society, we are all guilty of describing people, a certain type of person, and we'll use a stereotype. You say a homeless person. You say a homeless person, you think of a certain type of person. And
right.
All homeless people many, don't look like they're homeless.
That's true. And many of them are homeless because they were only one paycheck away from being homeless.
That's right.
And that paycheck didn't come.
What's another one? A librarian. What's a librarian look like? What type of person
to
is
me,
a librarian?
If okay. I hadn't been a journalist or a writer or a professor, I would have been a librarian just to be around books.
Yeah. So, but
just because a person has their head in books or loves books doesn't make them
again,
nerdy.
Movies, televisions, they put this image of a certain type of person. They do that with accountants. They do that with librarians. They do that with homeless people. They do that with, and I'm not, it is wrong. We shouldn't do this as people.
Yes, because you brought people up TV and film. You know, it irks me to no end when you and I watch a movie and they have their protagonist is a woman, mm-hmm. and in order to show, and she's often attractive, pretty. Right. Mm-hmm. But to show that she's smart, suddenly she's wearing glasses.
Yeah, she's not.
It's
smart
like she can't
until
be.
She wears
that's
glasses.
Right.
That's right.
That just drives me nuts.
Another stereotype. And people do it all the time. All the time.
Yes.
A truck driver. You say a truck driver. What's a truck driver look like? Big, burly, fat, smelly guy.
Which you've never looked like.
Absolutely. You know, but again, another stereotype.
Right.
So I do want to apologize to accountants for using them as a stereotype. So I really do apologize. But from this point in my life till the day I die, I will try not to describe a certain type of person by using a stereotype.
Oh, I think that's something we all should strive to do.
I think we should.
Because in relation, let's bring up relationships and stereotypes.
Okay.
So you mentioned the stereotype of truck drivers.
Yes.
When I met you, you were a full-time truck driver.
That is correct.
And if I had stereotyped what a truck driver looks like or acts like or is, then you and I probably, and if I had followed the stereotype you just described,
mm-hmm.
you and I wouldn't have gotten together.
That's right. Thank goodness you didn't stereotype me.
No, not at all. It really didn't even faze me, because one of the things I've always been about, even as a child, titles, labels never fazed me. So I didn't care who you were,
but you know, but
or what you did.
Yeah, but you know,
I still don't.
But you know what why you didn't have a problem with me being a truck driver?
Why?
Do you remember I asked you and I said, do you have a problem with me being a truck driver? I said, oh, no, you know, that's your job. So, you know, that doesn't define.
You said
define.
It's because my mother never told me to stay away from truck
that's
drivers.
That's right. Everybody's mother said, stay away from truck drivers. See, so that's what I had going for me, that your mother never said, stay away from truck drivers.
But even regardless of what someone does, I don't, that's what they either chose to do or got into somehow, some way. And so, you know, unless it's illegal, I don't really have a problem with what a person does for a living. I don't.
Well, I can tell you this. I told my daughters stay away from truck drivers.
But often when a parent tells
I also told them stay away from cops.
Well, I was getting ready to
and
say
pilots.
I was getting why pilot? Oh, because they're always gone.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
But aren't you stereotyping when you say that?
Yes, I am. But that's what I used to say. So in the future, I would say something like, stay away from guys that chose a job where they have to travel constantly.
But maybe the person likes to travel.
There's a reason they like to travel. People are drawn.
Maybe to see the world.
That's right. But for a man,
it's a little, see, you're stereotyping. You said just for a man.
No. Listen to me.
Okay.
People in general will gravitate unknowingly to a job that matches their personality.
Well, sure.
So,
and what they like to do, sure.
A person that chooses a job where they may only get home once a month for a day, that person chooses that for a reason, even if they don't know it. It's not going to give them a
sweetheart,
good family life.
Sweetheart, when I met you, you were only coming home
once a week. I came home
every week.
No, weekend. Actually, I came home every week, and I came home during the week, but you were working. So I would come home to my house and
do stuff. But did you choose a job where you're gone all the time?
I did choose a job.
Okay, and what was that reason? It may not be a negative reason.
I just like being alone.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
That's a tell right there. The person that just rather be alone, that might not be the person that needs to have a steady, committed relationship.
We had a steady, committed relationship
the
whole
time. But that was different.
In what way?
When you met me, I came home every Friday. I came home during the week, even though you didn't see me. I came home during the week. I was in a change. But in the past, I would stay gone for months at a time.
But some people would say, even with your coming home once a week, like, what? You didn't see each other every day? Oh, you can't trust someone when that you don't see every day.
When you're dating, you don't see someone every day.
Some
but what did
do.
I tell you I would do when we got married?
You made a promise that you mostly kept to be home, try to be home every night.
Exactly.
And you have mostly done that.
That's right.
Until recently.
Okay. So that's see, there's a difference. There is a difference in my mindset. I was willing to make that change. All of those years I was staying gone from the longest I stayed gone was for 6 months at one time. It didn't faze me. It was my mindset.
So you're saying that if a person wants to be gone 6 months at a time, then understand that that person doesn't want a committed relationship.
I'm saying they're probably not.
What
the
about
person
people
to
who
choose
work on
that
oil
if you are looking for a good relationship? It takes a certain type of person to be with a person that is like that.
Well, in my youth, you know, like when I was a teenager up until, well, actually up until we got together, I would purposely, for example, when I was a teenager, I would purposely either date people who were no longer at my school. They had graduated because we all know I like older people.
Lucky me.
So they had graduated. Or people who went to another school because I didn't want to see them every day.
That's my point. You did that on purpose.
I did do that on purpose.
Distance. So if you want to keep distance.
But that was my, it wasn't necessarily keeping distance. It was, I wanted to maintain some level of my independent nature. I didn't want someone under me or on me all the time.
You're proving my case. You're proving my case.
But the people who were with me seemed to be fine with that, too. So maybe you just don't want to be around. Maybe you need your space and you don't want someone around you all
maybe,
the time.
Maybe, but if you're the type of person that wants to be with someone that you see every day and you need that, everybody doesn't need that.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
exactly my point.
You know, there are some people that are married to pilots and truck drivers and people that stay gone for a long time, but they have the type of personality where they can handle it. It takes a special type of person to be able to handle it when your significant other is never there.
Right.
But then, you know, you still have to look deeper. And why is that? Why are they willing for that? You know, why?
Right. Well, I think your point of saying look deeper relates to not stereotyping someone, because if you just look at someone or you get to know what they are, you know, what they do for a living, things like that. And you just have, as soon as they say, I do fill in the blank, then if you automatically stereotype, you could be missing out on the person that's actually good for you.
That's right. You could be.
Yes.
And then sometimes stereotypes are correct.
Well, give an example of that. What do you mean
sometimes
by that?
Sometimes stereotypes are correct.
When have you been correct about stereotyping someone?
Let's take, let me see, who can I use? But I said I wasn't using stereotypes
in the
anymore.
Past.
I'm not supposed
to. You just
to,
said that.
I'm not
you,
supposed you, to use it,
for
stereotypes.
For the last 16 minutes, you haven't. You just said that 16 minutes ago.
The only safe way for me to do this is to use myself.
That's what I just said.
That's not what you said. You said,
I asked you when you've been right about a stereotype.
But I'm going to use myself as that stereotype.
But is it a stereotype of a specific person? Or
yes, it's a stereotype of a truck driver. I'm going to use myself for a stereotype.
That doesn't make
driver.
Any sense.
It does make sense. This way I won't offend anyone. See, I won't get any more.
What
notes
do you care? You've been offending accountants all this time.
I've turned over a new leaf. This is the year 2020, doing something different. So
okay.
I'm going to do something different.
All right.
So in this case, I have to use myself. Okay.
All right.
So of the times I was a single truck driver, I was not married.
Okay.
I did not have any committed, I didn't have a committed relationship with anyone.
Okay.
Only I did see, you know, here's the stereotype. Oh, don't mess with a truck driver. They have a woman in every port.
Okay.
Have you heard that before?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, now I have.
Your mother should have talked to you.
She never told me to stay away from anybody.
So
because maybe she didn't stereotype.
And as a stereotype, many people asked me that. They said, well, you're a truck driver. You must have a woman in every port. And I said, I could say honestly, no, I don't.
Okay.
Just California, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina,
not all 50
New York,
states.
New York, and Chicago.
Okay.
So that was it.
And did all those women know that you were seeing women in other places? Did they? Absolutely not. So they didn't stereotype and think that you had a woman in nearly every stop you made.
It's like this. I was in dating mode.
So why didn't they know that?
They knew that. They knew
so,
that. But
so how
I
did
wouldn't
they not
say,
know that you were seeing other people?
I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, I hang out with such and such woman when I'm at this place and such and such. Nobody wants to hear that. We're just dating. I don't know what they did while I was gone. Didn't ask. Didn't matter to me.
Okay.
Just that when I got into that town, I know I could make a call. Somebody would pick me up. We'd go out, have a good time, whatever. All good.
And when did you decide to change all of that and become someone that wanted a committed relationship?
Later.
Well, what? Okay, let me rephrase the question. Later. What made you want to change that? Because that, to some men, that would sound like fun.
No, when I was truly, when I was truly ready, to be, I was more mature. That's an easy answer.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get true. Older, the things you do when you're young, you don't like to do them anymore. You
sure.
Don't, so
although some people never outgrow what you just described.
Some people never do.
Married never or not, do. They never outgrow it.
Never do. But I always, you know, try to be sincere with people and all of that. So if they would say, are we in a committed relationship? I would say, nope.
But they would have to ask.
Yeah, they'd have to ask.
Nope. So you weren't just going to volunteer that information.
No. Nope, we are not in a committed relationship.
So, well, you know, I get stereotyped myself. As you know, people...
No one ever stereotypes.
Oh, yes,
Jill.
They do.
No, they don't.
People take one look at, I could walk in the room, not say a word.
Oh, bougie.
Yes. And people think I'm bougie. Not even say, I hadn't even said anything. And, oh, heaven forbid that I actually do say something.
Heaven forbid.
I mean, really? Then they really think I'm bougie. And that just irritates me because I'm not. Also, people think that because I guess it's because I'm a teacher. They think I can't be fun. I think I could be fun. Aren't I fun sometimes?
You're fun. You're a fun at the Oprah wellness event.
I was just following orders. I was helping out the show. You know, like you say you need somebody on the dance cam and to bring it. I can do it. Well, you did it, actually.
We did it.
Well, I couldn't. I actually, in all honesty, I could not have done that without you because you're the dancer between the two of us. I was just trying to follow you. So I would not have done that all by myself.
Sure you would.
Oh, no.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't have. No, not at all. Because you're the dancer.
I do not.
You don't even need a partner. You could have done it by yourself.
But anyone could do that
by
themselves.
No, that's not true. Hmm. That's not true. But anyway, people, I can be fun. People.
Can you?
Can you be fun? I can be. But for some reason, people think that I can't be. In fact, maybe some people wonder why we're together because you are, people always view you as the fun one. And you are fun. I will give that title to you. You, between the two of us, you're the one that is more likely.
I'm the fun one.
Yes.
But I'm not the intelligent one.
Yes, you are.
You are.
No, you're...
They also say that. They say, but if we need some knowledge, we go to Jill.
But that's a stereotype of a teacher. Yes, I know how to teach what I have expertise in, but I'm not smart in all things. I don't know everything.
You're going to say I act like I do?
Is that what you're going to say?
I thought you did.
No, I don't know everything.
I don't know everything,
but if there's something I want to know, I know how to research and I know where to find the answer.
That is the definition of a smart person.
It is?
Yes. A smart person, if they don't know something, they will find out. They will learn about that if that's something.
I just thought that was a curious person. If you really want to know, you'll find out.
Some curious people don't care. They'll say, hey, how does that work? And if you say, I don't know, they won't know either. Because they won't research it. They won't look into it. They won't look deeper.
Okay. Well, let's get to our second segment that we call
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
So what's your conclusion about stereotypes as how they relate to relationships?
If you use stereotypes to identify a person, you're doing yourself a terrible injustice. So, just like me, try not to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can get with that. In fact, I think we all should have try this year and every day, actually, from this year on out, try to not stereotype. But as you started off saying, I do think that that's difficult. So I think you have to be in tune with yourself to realize that you're doing it.
Yeah. I guess you do.
Yes.
But I think our audience can do that. I think our audience is.
Oh, we have a very smart with audience. Themselves. Yes, I think that too. I absolutely think that. So good job, listeners. All right. So let's get to our last segment that we call.
I'm trying to help you.
All right, sweetheart. Yes. Do you have any advice for our listeners?
I do.
Oh, you do? Let's
actually
hear it.
Do.
Oh, I'm excited.
Sometimes it stumps me a little bit, but not today. I do.
Not today?
I do have a tip. I have something.
Okay, let's hear.
Which is, the next time you meet a person for the first time, could be at a party, could be at a, if you're in a club like the AWC, you can.
You meant like dance club, like no, woo, going mean, out.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter where.
And most people don't know what AWC stands for.
The Atlanta Writers Club.
Yes.
So, which we're both members of.
Yes.
So, so the next time you meet someone for the first time, try not to ask them what they do.
Ooh, I love that advice. I love that tip because, as you know, for most of my career, I hated that question.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to tell people what I did because they would stereotype.
Exactly.
They would. So I love that advice. In fact, we should try that today when we go out later today. Mm-hmm. And we meet someone for the first time. Let's not ask them what they do.
Okay.
And
no problem.
I think related to that, see how long it takes them to ask you what you do.
Yeah. Oh, but let me say, I have something for that too.
Okay. Go
for it. So in order to counter that, because someone's going to ask you very quickly what you do, ask them, because I used to ask people this, what do you think I do? And do you know what
did
the
they ever
number
guess correctly?
One, they never, ever, ever guess correctly what I did.
Okay.
But you know what the number one guess was?
Yes, because they still do it. Sales.
What? No.
Oh. Well, number then do people one, think you're a salesman?
Number one guess is that I was an accountant.
Is that why you've been picking on them all this time? That's why.
Number one guess. I was an accountant or a banker but never. And then when I actually told them what I do, well, yeah, I'm a truck driver. I own trucks and I got employees and all that. They said, no, you don't. They wouldn't believe me. No, you don't. No, you're not a truck driver.
Because you didn't fit the stereotype.
There you go.
Yes.
Proof.
Okay. Well, my tip is take the time to get to know who a person is. I started thinking about this recently, actually, because I was, especially, you know, as Valentine's Day approached, I started thinking, what does make you and I a good couple? And I remember when I first met you and I told a friend about you. She said, what does he look like? And I couldn't tell her. It was a long time before I even saw you had freckles. And anybody that sees you knows you have freckles, right? So it was a long time before I could tell her what you look like. So I feel that I must have been getting to know, I must have seen your heart first. So get to know a person's heart. Look for that. Ask questions related to what's inside.
Their heart?
Their heart.
Those are really personal questions. You didn't ask me personal questions.
No, I'm
like
not
that.
Saying that you have to ask personal questions, but you can get to know a person simply from asking things that they value. What do they value? Who they are on the inside. Who are they when nobody's asking? All right. Well, we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we are.
So shout out to Gifford Ivan Cordova III for the music, Nick Zinke for the art. Thank you, listeners. Keep those comments coming. We love hearing from you.
Yes, we do. Even if you want to accuse me of having a problem with accountants.
Yes. All right. And remember, don't stereotype. Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.